Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition. Corey and I have a great show planned for you this week. We're going to talk a little bit of politics as we normally do. We've got some great updates on some of the mining companies that we're involved in. But we're going to start the show in a very unique fashion this week. The Prospectors and Developers Association Conference, which occurs once a year in Toronto, typically in March, is, in our opinion, clearly the best investment conference on an international level, a North American level, any way you want to put it, in the world right now. They've been around since 1932 or thereabouts. We have the current president, a gentleman who has been involved, started out as a volunteer. He's a geologist. This was back in the early 90s, and now he's running the show, and his name is Rod Thomas. Rod, I just want to say one thing, and that is I've had the privilege of speaking at your conference. I was there last year, and quality goes without saying. It's a very, very interesting situation. How did you get involved with PDAC, Rod?
Well, it goes back to, as you say, in the early 90s, and a friend of mine at the time was a director of the PDAC, and he asked me to help him do some work on a new product, I guess, that we had at the time called the Investors Exchange, which was an opportunity for companies to occupy a booth and basically exhibit their wares to potential investors. And there were 18 booths at the time. We were still actually in the Royal York Hotel, and we hadn't moved to the convention center yet. And so what we did was it was free, and so at that time, companies would apply to exhibit, and we probably had over 100 companies. And so what he and I did was to run through the names of the companies and look at the the people involved and just try to get an idea of whether or not they were suitable to exhibit. And so that's what we did. Although, as I say, we didn't do a very good job that first year because that's when Re-X exhibited as well. So, but since then, it's grown substantially, and I think today we have in excess of 500 exhibitors, and we do charge.
Rod, no doubt in my mind that PDAC is one of these shows that you really have to go to, either as an investor or as a company, at least in North America, just because of the number of people that turn out and the number of companies, both big and small. This year, I have to say, was noticeably a little bit smaller of a show, just simply, I think, because of how tough the markets are right now. But before we start talking about the markets, can you tell us about some of the changes that have been made to the show in the recent couple years, not only in terms of companies, but also in terms of speakers?
Yes, I guess just to sort of put it in context, in terms of the attendance, overall attendance this year, it was actually not that much down from last year. Last year we had a little over 25,000. And this year we had 23,578. But it looked a little thinner on the floor because we've expanded up into the North Building and picked up some additional space there. So we were able to expand the trade show floor and still, of course, maintain the Investors Exchange. And actually we had some of the trade show exhibited in the Investors Exchange. So it's comparable in terms of the actual attendance. Our saying, if you will, is that the PDAC is where the world meets, and typically we have delegates from over 100 countries, and a good portion of those are from North America. In fact, in terms of attendance, Canada, of course, is the largest proportional or percentage attendance, followed by the U.S. and then Australia. But we have up to people coming from over 100 countries.
Rod, now I want to get your take on just what's going on in the resource sector. As you mentioned, you are a geologist fundamentally, and you have been around this market for quite some time. Just your take right now on the exploration, companies in the market, and then we will move on to some of the bigger companies out there. How tough do you think it is out there for them?
For the junior sector, it definitely is tough. I've been in this business, I sort of hate to admit it, but I've been working in this business since continuously since the late 70s. So I have endured probably five major downturns. This is fairly significant, but I relate this to the fact that we had such a good run from the 2001 all the way to 2011. There was a little bit of an interruption, of course, with the financial crisis in the latter part of 08, but that really didn't impact much on the mining sector. We more or less continued to ride the wave, so to speak, until 2011. Since then, you know, things have been on a downturn, and particularly for juniors, there's a lot of issues in terms of, you know, raising capital. The smaller companies are starved for capital, have not been, there's not a lot of interest, certainly from the retail investor. And if we look at the TSX Venture, for example, there's probably 600 or 700 companies listed that have less than $200,000 in capital. And that essentially is what you need to keep a company, maintain a listing. It's very difficult for small companies. We're probably going to see significant attrition in terms of the number of junior companies. We are seeing some early indications of light at the end of the tunnel, so there are some deals getting done. There's some M&A activity, so that's all positive. My sense is that we're bumping along bottom, and we might be doing that for some time. I don't necessarily think things are going to get much worse, but certainly for the junior sector, it's still a tough slog.
I think one thing that's really important to realize is that this, in my opinion, is really beneficial for the investors. And the reason that I say that is, you know, as you say, there are hundreds of companies out there that have less than a couple hundred thousand bucks in the bank. Well, I would venture to say that the three of us here probably personally have a net worth greater than a lot of the exploration companies that are out there right now. When I say a lot of them, I guess I'm implying the word majority, and I'm really not. But there are an awful lot of junior companies, as our friend John Kaiser said a couple of years ago, that really, really didn't belong to be in the public sector at all. And I have to say personally that being the active investor that I am, that I really like what's going on because I think that the potential gains are much greater today because we're working today with serious, serious people. And not to say that in the past they weren't all serious, but they weren't all serious. I mean, there were a lot of interesting situations out there that really never went anywhere. I like where the mining industry is going right now because I sense it has gotten much more sophisticated, number one. And number two, I think it's gotten to the point where the fundamentals are really starting to be there for the individual investors. What do you think?
Well, I agree. You know, it's, as I say to people, it's a depletion business. The mining business is a depletion business. There's less in the ground at the end of the day than there was at the beginning. So at some point, you know, the fundamentals of supply-demand are going to kick in. As I said, we've had such a long run. That, you know, I think that the downturn may be similarly protracted. You're right. That old saying about a rising tide lifts all ships. So in boom times, of course, a lot of companies are formed and individuals get in on that ride that wave, so to speak. Now there's opportunity for people to identify the serious players. And there's always serious players out there who are going to succeed, you know. Come bad times or good times, they're going to be staying around, and I think there are opportunities for investors to focus on quality people with quality companies and quality assets. I mean, that's what you have to do. You have to be patient because it may be that, you know, it may take a year or two or three perhaps before the quality is recognized in the marketplace.
No question. Hey, we got to take a real quick break here. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be right back with the president of PDAC.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself are bringing back on Rod Thomas for the second segment here, the president of the PDAC. Rod, one aspect that I really took home with me from attending this year's PDAC was the fact that a lot of investors seem to be looking for the next big story that will really drive this market. And there hasn't recently been any new major discoveries, I would say. But there are a number of mid-cap companies that are producing either gold or silver and have managed to get their costs under control. So they are actually out there making money, although they're not making money hand over fist. But the fact of the matter is they're showing that you still can mine these high quality, high grade assets at a profit in this market, which I think really goes to show that this market can adapt to lower metal prices as long as we focus on the quality out there. What was your takeaway in this aspect from the show?
It's interesting because it was almost like two aspects, if you will, for the show. It was, I found, interestingly, that it was actually quite optimistic, you know, despite the current troubles juniors are having raising money. But overall, there was a sense to me that things were improving and that there's, as I said before, there's been some M&A activity out there. The larger companies, there has been a lot of damage to their balance sheets, for sure. As you say, some of the mid-sized companies are managing to keep things under control. One of the issues, certainly for Canadian producers, you know, is the U.S. dollar versus the Canadian dollar. And in recent times, a little over a year ago, the Canadian and U.S. dollars were at parity. And now we're dealing with, it's falling as we speak, you know, a 78-cent Canadian dollars. That's a huge gift in a sense for Canadian domestic producers selling their product in U.S. dollars, of course, and a lot of their costs are in Canadian dollars. So I think in that sense, the Canadian mining industry producers have actually had an opportunity to improve their balance sheets and get their costs under control with a little help on the Canadian dollar depreciation side.
You know, the mining industry is an incredibly important part of the world. And I say that because the mining industry has contributed, I would say, more singularly than any other industry that I'm aware of in terms of increasing the standard of living. Now, that may sound like a rather dramatic statement, but I would ask the question, you know, where would people be today if it weren't for the mining industry? And I'm not just talking about gold and silver here. I'm talking about a lot of the base metals, etc. And it strikes me that Canadians are very fortunate in the sense that you guys really are the, I don't want to say the hub of the mining industry in the world, but I'd say that Canada is the most important component of the mining industry in the world. And because of that, you know, I would say that this industry is never going to go away. I mean, Rod, we've seen ups and downs over the years, but so what? All industries have ups and downs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this one, there's the commodity cycle, there's the business cycle, and we all are impacted by that. This will turn around. It has to turn around. It is inevitable, not necessarily imminent, but it's inevitable that it will turn around. In terms of demand, we've seen China grow substantially over the last 20 years. You know, 20 years ago, China was probably 2 or 3% of world GDP. Today, it's roughly 20% of world GDP. So there's a lot of people living in China and, you know, who want the things that we have here, refrigerators and washing machines and cars. And similarly, you know, India, with a population of 1.4 billion people, is also moving towards increasing middle class and consumers and so on and so forth. So I think that certainly medium to long term, it looks very good for mining. The short term a little cloudy, but we're still suffering, of course, from the great financial crisis and the large debt overhang that we're trying to deal with. But I think that in terms of producing metals for consumption, it's still very, very positive. Canada, as you may know, is roughly 60% of all the companies, junior exploration companies in the world, are Canadian companies. We operate globally, and something in the order of 45% of the money raised for global exploration is actually raised on the Canadian exchanges. So we're very much very much part of that. We're a leader in global mineral exploration, development, and mining. Our big competitor, of course, would be Australia, but Canada is certainly the leader globally.
Rod, I'd have to agree with everything you said there in terms of the short-term outlook for the precious metals and the long-term outlook. Right now, it is a bit cloudy, but the fact of the matter is we are seeing massive international demand. It seems like, at least in the U.S., the demand for metals has kind of been distracted right now, and people are looking at tech and some other industries. But as these other countries around the world continue to acquire these metals, I think that will play a bigger and bigger role in the global market. A lot to what you said in the fact that these other economies are growing and playing a bigger role on a year-over-year basis. So I guess my question to you is there one country in particular that you look at or really pay attention to in terms of metal consumption and demand?
Certainly China. And, I mean, growth in China has moderated somewhat, for sure. But China is still, you know, a huge consumer as compared to 20 years ago. To sort of put that in perspective, if we look at metal consumption, China accounts for over 50% of total metal consumption in the world today. And to put that in perspective, for example, if we look at the four principal base metals, that would be copper, zinc, aluminum, and nickel, the U.S. accounts for something in the order of 9% of global consumption of those four metals. China accounts for something in the order of 45%. So almost a fivefold, you know, increase in terms of consumption. It's a growing country. They're industrializing. Their middle class is growing. And so that, you know, that demand's not going to go away. It may soften a little bit, but in the near term, but certainly it's not going to go away. So that plus reform in India and possibility for increased consumption and an emerging middle class there. I mean, that's all very positive for our industry in that sort of, you know, medium to long term time frame.
You know, I have to tell you, just in closing, number one, you folks do a great job at the Prospectors and Developers Association conference. It was a real pleasure to be able to speak at your show in the prior year. Looking forward to coming back next year. But I have to say, you guys are in the catbird seat when it comes to investment conferences, number one. And number two, we're all part of an industry that is critical to the world. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I got to tell you, that was a very interesting conversation, Corey, that you set up with Rod Thomas. PDAC is a show that anybody who's interested in hard assets really needs to attend. It is the granddaddy of all of them. I think the best one out there is in Toronto. We have Peter Buchvar with us right now. Peter is getting to be a regular guest on our show. He is absolutely brilliant when it comes to financial discussions. We asked him off mic, Peter, what do you think we should be talking about this weekend? And he said, you cannot talk finances right now without talking about the various currencies. I would agree with you, sir. You're on.
Yeah, it's been really the violence of the move against a variety of currencies, obviously particularly against the euro, that has obviously garnered attention. And you know, the whole irony of what's happening here with the ECB and causing the euro weakness is it's really the Fed that started this whole game with all their QE programs, and it gave a taste to all these other central bankers. Now, granted, Japan obviously has their own experience, but now we're like getting the back end of it. So we caused the currency turbulence with QE years ago, and now we get to see what it's like to have others do it to us. And I said to you guys earlier, you know, this global desire of central bankers to achieve this, or this obsessive desire to achieve 2% inflation as they define price stability, is just causing massive monetary, financial, and foreign currency instability. And that's not a good cost-benefit analysis on their part, in my opinion.
Peter, you are right in the fact that it seems like every other country around the world with a central bank is going down the road that the Fed went down a number of years ago now, but the Fed has since tightened, and there is even rumors of raising interest rates. And the Fed doesn't seem too concerned, at least right now, about this screaming high dollar. Do you think that whole narrative could change quite quickly, and then again the Fed either overreact or just simply react, which could push these other economies and currencies in a completely different direction?
Well, it's interesting with the dollar dynamic in the Fed. You know, you look at Bernanke and multiple times he's on record to saying, oh, yeah, the dollar's not our purview, it's the Treasury's. Such a nonsense comment, but, you know, now we know that it is a form of tightening. It is going to cause some disinflationary-type pressures. But we have to remember that the Fed is run by academics with their econometric models, and right now they're very focused on a lot of labor market numbers that, in their opinion, is flashing red in terms of what they define as full employment and what that potentially could mean for wage pressures. So I think that that's what they're going to respond to first. Now, if we fast forward the calendar and say that, okay, they raise rates 25 basis points in June, but all of a sudden the strengthening dollar starts to have an impact on the inflation stats and maybe U.S. growth, yeah, they're absolutely going to respond to that. But the thing that the interesting thing about the dollar is, you know, the U.S. is has a trade deficit. So we import more than we export. So there'll be plenty of S&P 500 big multinationals that are going to be crying over the weaker dollar. I'm sorry, the stronger dollar. But there are going to be many that import goods, since, again, we import more than we export, that will be happy with a strong dollar. And exports being only 13% of U.S. growth is another reason why the Fed is going to focus on the dollar, but I don't think it's going to be a main focus. And I know everyone's obsessed with that the Fed's not going to do anything because of the inflation stats. But like I said, the Fed's labor market dashboard is flashing red in a lot of different places. And while we may have commodity disinflation here, obviously driven by lower oil prices, if employees start to actually get wage increases, that is something that the Fed's not going to be able to ignore. And sorry to ramble on, but we know that a lot of people are kind of on the sidelines in the labor market. And we look at the U6 number, we see it's 11%, and we can say that we're underemployed. But a lot of those people are not coming back into the labor market. So for those that do want to come back into the labor market, things are tightening. The unemployment rate for those with a college education and higher is only 2.6%. So the Fed's getting into a really tough spot here, is my bottom line.
Well, the Fed is getting into a really tough spot. In my opinion, the Fed has been in a tough spot for quite some time. I have to say that keeping this house of cards together, whether or not you think it's a good thing to do or a bad thing to do, the fact of the matter is they've done it. I got to tell you, I think it's miraculous, quite frankly, Peter, and maybe that's too strong a word, but I, you know, with my educational and professional background, I think it's rather amazing that they even kept the economy together as long as they have, and it's certainly together right now, don't you think? I mean, I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying it's together.
Yeah, well, it's together in spite of them, certainly not because of them.
Okay.
But we're only seeing, you know, one half of the cycle. Pretty much, we've seen the dramatic easing cycle. We're only now just beginning to see the tightening side of that cycle, and. This book is not fully complete. There will be a nasty correction. There will be a recession on the other side of this.
You bet.
And that will then define the full book on what the Fed has done here, not just over the past 6 or 7 years, but over the last 15 to 20 years, going back to Greenspan in the mid to late 90s.
I think that's a really good way to look at it personally, don't you, Corey?
Yeah, I do. And Peter, I want to get your opinion on one more thing here, is when the, I guess, U.S. dollar really comes back down, whether it crashes back down or just simply corrects back down, where do you think country-wise or economy-wise is going to be the real winner, or at least come out kind of cream rising to the top in this whole situation?
Well, I'm going to tie the answer to that question into commodities, because I believe that the decline in energy prices this year is the last phase of the commodity bear market. Now, this is going to be a continued process. You know, the bear market really began with silver in early 2011, then gold topped out in September 2011, then the industrial metals topped out in 2012, agriculture topped out in latter part of 2012. And to me, oil is the last big puke to the downside. So I think as part of that opinion that the commodity prices will bottom soon and the commodity currencies will happen will bottom with that, the Australian dollar, the Canadian dollar, even the Brazilian real. So I think that's where the end of the dollar rally will begin. And then we have to see, you know, everyone's obviously wants to short the euro and euro's going to 80 cents. Everyone's saying the thing with the euro is it will be dependent on the success of the ECB to continue to buy 60 billion euros a month of securities. Because let's just fast forward 6 months and all of a sudden, there's not enough paper to buy because all the banks, insurance companies, and pension funds in Europe have decided not to sell. And Germany, for example, can't find enough bonds of their own to buy. And instead of a 3 trillion euro balance sheet, the ECB only has a 2.5 to 2.75 trillion euro balance sheet. Well, that will mark the end of the euro selling. So there are a lot of potential roadblocks here to this one-way trip that the dollar has experienced. And we still have to remember at the end of the day that the Fed is no great actor here. They've inflated their balance sheet. They have rates near zero. And it's really more of overseas currency weakness, the yen weakness, the euro weakness, and commodity currency weakness rather than dollar strength. You certainly can't argue that the economic data in the U.S. Is good reason to be buying the dollar here. So, but getting to my original point, I think this is the end of the commodity bear market. I don't know when it ends. It could be 3, 4, 5, 6 months from now, but I think this is the final phase, and it will be the commodity currencies that stop going down as a result of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it from our friend Peter Buchbar. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Coiland Economics Report. Al had to step out of the studio for this segment, so he left this interview in my hands, and this interview is with a sponsor company on our website, Alexandria Minerals. I have Eric Owens on the line with me here. Eric, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Corey. Pleasure to be here.
So, Eric, I wanted to chat about, first off, your impressions of the PDAC. We all know that happened about 2 weeks ago now. I was in town in cold Toronto for it. Had to, unfortunately, leave sunny Vancouver for Toronto. But, you know, that was okay. It's a great show to get back over there and get to see everybody again. And that's really, I find, when you get to judge the mood of the industry, especially from a company perspective and even from some of the big investor perspectives. And further, seeing it from a retail audience perspective. Everybody knows my take on what happened and what was going on over in Toronto. I wrote up a little blurb about it in our recent newsletter. Plus, I also discussed it at length last week. Eric, I want to get your opinion on how PDAC went for you guys over at Alexandria, because it was slightly different than my general takeaway.
Sort of a bipolar, if you want to put it that way, conference this year. We personally were quite busy. We had some great meetings with a number of groups and companies, a lot of interest in what we were doing, and partly that's a function of the recent transaction that just closed, as you know, with Mergor, our acquisition of Mergor, and there was a lot of interest that brought in a lot of new shareholders as well. So as a result of that and some of the drilling we're doing, we had a lot of interest and from both old and new investors and hopefully prospective future investors as well. By and large, the meeting was a bit subdued. We saw very few bankers, big bankers and investment bankers at the show, virtually none. Could probably count on one hand or less the number of bankers that came by. And so my opinion is that at least in the current climate, the new bankers are the big mining companies. There were a number of large mining companies that were wandering around and looking at people and looking at us, including Newmont's and Kinross's and Agnico's of the world. Goldcorp wandered by as well. Relatives of Teck and others as well had been looking at us and evaluating what we were talking, at least stopping by to chat and seemed genuinely interested. So beyond that, there was smaller sort of mid-tier mining companies and some of the royalty companies wandering around looking for solid projects to invest in, and it's all in the name of or under the current conditions that this is a buyer's market, and which is why we did the Mergor deal in the first place, they're looking at the same thing under the same with the same time frame in mind, that at some point over the next year or two, the mining markets will likely start swinging back around. And we've been in a dismal period of time for the last 3 or 4 years, and people are finally seeing a bit of a psychological change out there.
Well, Eric, I have to say that your comments on it, this is a buyer's market, but the bankers don't seem to be in the market. I would agree with that from the aspect that we have seen a few deals getting done. I know a lot of the companies that I talked to said the same thing, is that these big companies were there in numbers. They had a lot of meetings with a lot of different companies because they are out there looking for properties. I believe that the big companies, the large cap players, do think that this market is at least bottoming. It might go a little bit lower, but the fact of the matter is, if they can find value in properties that potentially, at least on paper, can make money at these prices, then we will see them move in and either slowly take out these companies or at least become more heavily invested, almost in partner terms. Can you give us some idea of, in your area where you have your properties in Ontario and Quebec, some of the big companies that are in those areas that might have some interest at least?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Well, of course, we're in the Val-d'Or area in Quebec. That's where our biggest and most recent and current activities are underway. Val-d'Or being a fairly long-term mining producer, gold producer, a number of mines in the area. Probably the biggest game in town, it would be Agnico Eagle, especially since they got involved in the Canadian Malartic mine, which is in joint venture with Yamana, a former Osisko property. And Osisko is also active in our area. They have a joint venture, in fact, they've functionally taken over Nile Gold, which is just on the other side of Val-d'Or from us. We, in fact, hold a joint venture on one of our properties with Nile Gold. So the new Osisko is certainly active in the area, even more broadly in between Val-d'Or and Noranda. IAM Gold is another presence in the area that's active. They have mines out, a mine out in the Laurent d'Oyonne-Bousquet district area near Cadillac, so about 40, 50 kilometers east-west of us. Those will be the main large ones in this particular area. More broadly, there are other companies that are starting to sniff around. Companies that probably weren't haven't been in Quebec for a while. They exited back in the 1990s and have gone overseas during the 90s and now are starting to look at Eastern Canada again. And that would include, of course, companies like Newmont and Kinross and so forth. So some fairly large companies out there.
Yeah, these markets just continue to attract those companies that are looking for value, that can and do have money, will put it into these companies and slowly start to build up some efficiencies in their actual mining activities. I know those were kind of the main stories that a lot of people were at least talking about back at PDAC. Now, Eric, let's quickly chat about what's going on with the whole action with Murgor. I know that deal is finally closed. What can we expect in terms of news flow here coming out in the next little while?
The deal finally, we officially became owners 2 days ago, so on Wednesday of this week. We're now have much better handle on the assets. We're doing a number of things. There's still a few forms to sign and regulatory things that a few hurdles we have to get through here. But by and large, our real focus for the Murgor transaction, that is our acquisition of Murgor, will be focused on their Manitoba properties, their Snow Lake and Flin Flon properties. That would be Hudvam and WIM projects, which are VMS, massive volcanogenic massive sulfide. They're copper, gold, zinc, silver deposits in a well-known VMS district, a mining district with lots of infrastructure, very similar to what we have here in Val-d'Or. We're planning on trying to capitalize on the fact that we got it at a fairly low price in a buyer's market, and that we are in an infrastructure-rich area, and there's a large company up there, Hud Bay Minerals is up there, that could potentially act as some sort of strategic partner. There are a number of other junior to mid-sized companies up there as well. We're just getting our feet wet in the whole subject. Our first step there will be redoing or updating the 43-101 resource. So when we convert the value of the copper, zinc, and silver to gold and gold equivalent, we acquired about 800,000 ounces of gold and gold equivalent at a cost to us or to Alexandria shareholders of about $3.50 an ounce. That resource was done in 2008. We think by updating the resource with modern metals prices, we can increase that resource substantially. I don't know what that will be at this time. I don't want to guess at this stage, but it will be substantially substantial improvement. So that will be our first step there, and that will probably take two to 3 months on that aspect. However, we're also drilling on our properties in Val-d'Or right now. So we expect to start seeing some news from that action, plus some other work we are conducting on the Val-d'Or properties themselves.
Yeah, a lot of action going on with Alexandria Minerals. It's actually nice to see, Eric. Being out at PDAC and talking to a lot of companies, you do hear of a lot of them just trying to actually conserve money, keep the lights on, and not do the advancements on their property, the work on their property that I think needs to be done, even in these tough markets. So it's good to see Alexandria continuing to work. In full disclosure, I do need to state again that Alexandria is a sponsor on our website. So please do not construe any of this as investment advice. Simply just getting an industry insider's perspective on how they figured the PDAC show went, and also what they're doing with their company that has a number of properties in some pretty attractive jurisdictions. Eric, thanks for your time today. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour of the Weekend Edition.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.